You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello. It is me, Kieran Sandulo. Welcome to another episode of The Show. It is 9:20, a little later than we would have liked to start, but we're all tired. It's a Monday. Nobody likes Mondays. I'm perfectly fine with Mondays, though, because I get to come over here to the station and I get to complain about things for 45 minutes. How are you guys doing? Sam, Gabe, how are you feeling?
Garfield.
I think that sums up this morning.
Yep, Garfield. Santa...
Garfield, Santa...
I have no idea what I was going to say.
Santa Claus.
Chris Pratt is Garfield now.
Wait,
that's
really?
That's a fun topic.
Oh, yeah, that is something.
Why is Chris Pratt Garfield? We should talk about that. Why is Chris Pratt Garfield?
I don't know.
Why is everything Chris Pratt?
I think we should...
He's getting a little too popular.
He's getting too powerful.
He's like Jack Black, but better.
I don't hate him as Garfield.
No, but it's not terrible. He's Garfield.
Yeah, that's...
Why?
See, I've seen a lot of people saying him as John would be a pretty good fit.
See, that would be better.
See, that would make it
I would have loved that. I would love to hear Bill Murray Garfield one more time.
Absolutely. He did an amazing Garfield.
Yeah.
Like, I remember those two movies back in, like...
He basically defined how he went forward in animation with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
The live-action Bill Murray Garfield is how his voice evolved over time, so...
Exactly. It was amazing.
Can we get him to play Captain Hook?
I would love that, actually.
I want him
Bill
to go
Murray,
Yar
Captain.
Har.
Oh, do you mean Chris Pratt?
Both at the same time?
They can't both
Welcome
be.
To the Peter Pan multiverse.
Why
that
they, like,
keeps happening.
Out, like,
people keep making multiverse movies. That could happen. Multiverse
like
is wacky now. I'm not sure how I like it. There are very few things that can do a multiverse well now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Everything Everywhere All at Once, one of my favorite movies of all time, and probably the best multiverse movie that I have ever seen.
I'm going to disagree just because...
Elaborate.
It was really hard to follow.
That's kind of the point.
However, it was well casted, well acted.
Mm-hmm.
The story was a little over the top.
Something funny?
Yeah.
The VFX for that movie were done entirely by five people in a Zoom call.
How long did it take?
It took them a year.
In one Zoom call?
Not like, one Zoom call. Right. Several Zoom call sessions. But they were doing it all together through Zoom.
That is...
Like in Zoom?
And they all did the whole movie...
Like, through Zoom?
No, they were using actual, like, effects programs.
It
would have
been so much better if they were, like...
But they were just sharing their progress.
Like, they were
Zoom.
Using a, like, a presentation animation. You just
see
a bunch of scribbly lines appear on the screen. Oh.
Animated it by hand.
The entire movie was edited in PowerPoint.
It
would be perfect. But...
Every transition is like
Everything
that.
Everywhere All at Once was a really good concept. For multiverse.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse and across
good.
The Spider-Verse. Great.
That one
great for multiverse.
Better to follow.
Absolutely amazing.
Fortnite Battle Royale has a multiverse storyline. That's how Peter Griffin and Solid Snake from Metal Gear are in there.
Snake?
Along with Omni-Man.
And Iron Man.
Master Chief.
Superman.
Ooh.
Naruto. Goku.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker.
Oh my gosh. So Disney and DC. Wait.
Disney, DC, Marvel.
DC. All of the above have crossed paths at least once.
Mm-hmm.
We got Futurama.
Yeah, we got Batman.
The Doom Slayers also.
Yeah, the Doom Slayers in there too.
I don't know. What is Fortnite?
Rick and Morty are in there.
What is it
Rick
become?
Morty and Summer and Mr. Meeseeks are in Fortnite Battle Royale.
What has Meeseeks. That game become?
It has become the greatest game that anybody has ever
if
created.
If somebody ever like animates a movie in it, it's going to be the best
ever. Oh, it's
going to
be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know that they have been making, there have been several talks of an animated TV show / movie.
Fortnite the movie?
Yeah, a movie around Fortnite based on the Zero Point comics, which would be really sick, actually.
I would lose it. I would go absolutely
crazy. I would go feral,
yes.
Because it would be super cool.
Start barking over.
It's just like, hey, here's Agent Jones, and here's Dwayne the Rock Johnson
crossing
next
path.
To Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That would be...
And then Master Chief from Halo, and then Tony Stark, and then an absolutely jacked out of his mind cat.
Dude, just, they made Peter Griffin buff.
They did.
They made Peter Griffin
They un-petered my Griffin.
I wouldn't... I'm going to buy that skin. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to re-download.
When you kill the boss, he does the knee thing. He
just sits there.
In pain.
In pain.
He
just
does that.
But
he only does it twice,
then he fades out of existence.
And then he just disappears.
Unfortunately, that doesn't happen if you have the skin equipped. It's just when you kill the boss, which is super funny to say Peter Griffin is a boss fight in a third-person shooter.
That is unique. Then I want
Peter Griffin got his own video game.
Imagine.
The Simpsons had their own video game, didn't they?
Hit and Run, yep.
They got a ton of
Wait,
those.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love a Family Guy Battle Royale. That'd be hilarious.
Family Guy first FPS.
DLC characters include everything that has ever been created.
I turned on Family Guy Funny Moments when I was getting my fingers pricked. You know how you'd like, sometimes you'll do blood tests or whatever at home?
Yeah.
And you have to like stab yourself with a little needle?
Yeah.
So you gotta, and then you bleed all over a card. There was a ton of blood. It was awful. But I had to turn on my Family Guy Funny Moments so I could just sit there and like actually get through it. The most calming, soothing thing on my mind ever.
There's a back bling in the game now that plays Family Guy Funny Moments.
You're
live?
Kidding.
Nope. Peter Griffin's official back bling plays Family Guy clips. It cycles through maybe like 5 or 6, but it plays Family Guy clips during the game.
Imagine just playing through a lobby. You just stand. You and your group are just watching Family Guy.
That's
movies.
How they get up for the lack of death animation. If you kill someone, if you kill enough people, then it just cuts to the Peter Griffin.
It does the
from the original, and then it's also him when he. It's also the first version of the backwards leg death pose, which, if you ask me, should have been the death animation for Peter Griffin.
It's just
you
the
shoot him and it's the backwards.
Funny.
It's the backwards leg death pose.
The sprawled out on the floor, looking like Yamcha after he got hit by a Cyberman.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That would have been amazing. Oh yeah, that's also another thing. Dragon Ball's a thing, and
yeah, Goku's in there.
That's crazy.
And
to
Vegeta,
think
and Beerus,
my hero,
and Bulma.
Attack on Titan.
Like it's
An Attack on Titans. Eren Yeager.
What is this game?
And they added Lego.
They're adding Legos. Yeah,
they're doing that too.
And here's the thing. They're making Lego versions of every single skin in the game except for the collab skins.
What?
Which is so funny to me.
So you can't have an actually good skin.
What do you
can't get a Lego Master Chief.
That's so sad.
You can get, like, the celebrity skins will get their own Legos.
Yeah, like
Ariana but the Grande. Game crossover skins do not get Legos.
Eminem.
You can get Lego Eminem. You'll get Lego Marshall Mathers.
Lego Ninja.
Lego Slim Shady. Lego Ninja.
Yeah.
I got this emote.
Lego Ninjago.
I paid money for that emote.
Dude, you know what that means?
What?
Now we can officially have a Ninjago crossover in Fortnite.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I would pay money for that.
It has to depend on how good it is.
Yeah, they have to, like, make the skins look good.
They have to make them good. If they're bad...
Like, we can just get away with the Lego versions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can just do the Lego versions. But they have to make really good... Fortnite styled ones.
Yeah.
I wonder how much profit they're making.
They better put Ash Ketchum in Fortnite at some point.
How much profit are they making?
Oh,
mate.
Tons. There were 180 million people playing during the event.
It is a game that has survived for like 8 years.
What's 180 million times 10?
180 million times 10?
1,800,000,000?
That's like how much money you'd make if everybody bought the Battle Pass.
True.
Yeah. You're right.
If every player bought the Battle Pass, yeah.
But that's only the Battle Pass.
Yeah.
You got to remember
all the people that
you
buy
can make
skins
money.
In the Battle Pass.
Yeah. No.
And here's the thing. I haven't spent, like, actual money on the Battle Pass in at least 3 years just because I've gotten all the free V-Buck awards from the Battle Pass.
V-Buck.
Mm.
V-Buck reward.
Yeah.
V-Buck.
V-Buck. I messed up my first time getting the Battle Pass.
Son free,
you have to spend $20 instead of $10?
No, I spent... I bought the Battle Pass. This was a long time ago before I understood how the Battle Pass system worked. And I bought the Battle Pass, and I was thinking I was getting everything in it instantly.
No.
And I didn't play through the game at all.
Oh my god, no way. They are putting Ninjago in Fortnite. No way.
It's confirmed?
That's real.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Let me see. Show me the evidence.
Look at him.
Hand it over.
Look at him.
I gotta take a look.
Excited.
Look at him.
Oh.
The leaks.
Oh. Oh my god.
Lego Ninjago, look Fortnite.
Look at the leaks.
They all look buff.
They look.
They're ripped.
They look my generic. Lego
they're
Ninjago
ripped.
Real.
They look generic though. How'd they do that?
Dude, they made them work. That's the thing.
Kind of. I'm buying. You they know, instantly. Out. I'm buying the Cole one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Let me see those one more time. I just gotta
look at Kai. Look at his pickaxe. It's the fire sword.
Wow.
Oh, are they doing?
Are they doing the gold weapons?
Yeah, the gold weapons get to be their pickaxes.
Oh my gosh, man, that is actually cool.
Give his phone back.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely buying that one.
Don't drop the mic.
You can't take my phone.
Oh, that's actually cool.
Yeah, look at Cole.
Look at him.
I'm not allowed to say things about him.
He's cool.
You don't like Cole?
I don't like Cole.
You don't like Cole?
You don't like the mountain climber?
No.
The guy that named his
just breaks rocks.
The guy who named his dragon Rocky, you know that dude.
Dragon Rocky.
Yeah, he turned into a ghost during one of the seasons. That was a weird. I don't remember. Was that like season 8?
I didn't watch Ninjago when Ninjago came out as a kid.
You didn't watch it?
Did you ever watch Avatar: The Last Airbender?
No.
I'd much prefer a collab with that.
Oh yeah, I would absolutely not actually.
Earthbending.
Well, now that the Netflix show is coming out. Now that the new Netflix Avatar is coming out, they probably will.
As long as they don't do a collab with the movie, we're good.
Oh, yes.
The movie would have... Well, the movie was really, like, cut and dry.
It was
bad.
They got rid of all the humor. Which
and
was, like,
the fighting
the
was
biggest point.
Slow. You know, the reason that most people watched it was for, hey, that fighting looks fast and cool.
It looked...
And then, like, and then M. Night Shyamalan saw it and it was like, nah. I want it to take an entire army of people dancing to move a single rock.
It was so... Oh, I didn't understand it.
It was bad. It was not a good movie.
So bad.
Imagine the choreography.
The choreography?
Everybody, like, at the very end of the movie, everybody does a little jig. A little dance.
When he does a little jig. Luckily, the Netflix series looks a lot better. It looks really good compared to the movie.
I wonder if they're going
to
do, like, bending.
Oh, they will.
Like, but how?
It looks really fast, and it looks really fast-paced like it does in the show, which is why I'm happy about it, because it looks good. Like, it's a shot-for-shot recreation.
Like, it doesn't look janky.
No.
Like, you're...
I mean, again, the VFX leave something to be desired in the trailer, but that's just because it's a lower-budget production.
Well, yeah.
And it looks great for the budget.
$30.
$30 budget.
$35 if you do good.
They just bought they bought an After Effects subscription, and then they called it a day. And it does. It looks really good, actually. It does look fantastic. Like, some of the scenes that they have, like, the backgrounds are... Oh, they're super good. Hold on. I'm
scratching my mustache.
You don't have a mustache, Gabe.
They don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't have one either.
Well, yeah, that's because you're, like, hairless.
What do you... I'm not.
He's shaven bald, and he's muscled, so you can see all of the definition.
Mm-hmm. If I was bald, I'd want to grow a beard. Look like Heisenberg.
Like Heisenberg?
Post Malone.
Post Malone? No. I want to grow a big, massive beard, man.
Okay, so here's something funny. Uh-huh. Here is one of the practical sets that they've got. There's Sokka.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see Sokka.
Looking cool. Looking good.
Ooh. He's got some shoulder pads, though.
Oh, yeah. He's got his shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. He's ripped.
Looks like an 80s.
In the 80s.
There's Katara.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess. Okay. The water's kind of chilling up in the top half of the picture.
I mean, they didn't make everybody white this time, which is good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the original live-action movie.
Oops.
Including Iroh.
I have an Iroh car freshener now.
Yeah?
A car freshener?
A little car freshener.
What does it smell like?
Kind of like tea.
That makes sense.
The thing I hated most about the movie was how terribly they got the pronunciation of the names wrong.
Oh, yeah. That was making me...
My name is Aang. I am the Avatar.
The Avatar?
The Avatar is what they call them.
What's that, Swedish?
I don't know.
It's a funny
His name
accent.
Is Aang. Aang. They got Katara right, but that's, like, really easy. But they called Sokka Sokka.
Yeah, I was so confused.
Iroh.
I miss Uncle Iroh.
Zuko.
It was so bad.
It was bad.
How did
it
they...
Not good.
How did they... Did they not watch the show?
Probably not.
No! Well,
No.
You think M. Night Shyamalan watched Avatar The Last Airbender when he made the movie?
You'd assume he might have seen like a little bit of it.
No.
He spent 20 minutes Dude. Reading one of the comics and was like, I can do this.
Oh,
and then
no.
he didn't.
And then he didn't. It was like Michael.
Simple as that. He just didn't do it.
It was like Michael Bay making a Transformers movie after the third one.
Mm-hmm. After Yikes. The third one.
Bro. After Yeah, after the third one, it was downhill.
You can only go so far.
Yeah, first, second.
And he went far enough. He needed to stop cooking. He kept cooking.
It was well and burnt, and yet the stove was still on.
Exactly.
Like
it's like making a pizza after you already made a pizza out of the same pizza. Just unmaking
real.
It.
That might
real.
Actually, you could take a pizza, like no. burn it. No, okay, listen. Listen, no. listen to me. Hear me out.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you take a pizza, charcoal a little bit, get a little burnt, then you crush it up, turn it into seasoning. Then with your next
you
pizza.
You want to season your pizza with pizza?
Yeah. I want to
do
that.
With Pringles.
I want to season my pizza with
season my pizza with ash. I have to season my pizza with Mount Vesuvius. That's what I've got
to
do.
Go out to the fireplace.
I thought you were going to say the guy from Pokemon, and I'm like, what?
What? What?
You're turning people into seasoning again?
Again?
Round
I gotta two? I got to put Groudon on my pizza, dude.
Groudon.
Oh,
make
my
it a little spicy.
Got to get a
temperature in that oven.
Got to cover my pizza in Blastoise shell.
Take my pasta, put some Regirock in that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Every time I take Regirock a bite, I just hear... That's exactly what
I gotta put some Chikorita on my subs.
Why?
That might actually
it's lettuce. Wait,
they're
wait.
Vegetables.
It's a plant. It is like a
see. That's the thing that like I got. Radish. I got. You gotta understand about Pokemon. They basically Pokemon are just regular animals, but they're kind of magic.
Yeah, like Magikarp. It's just a fish.
It's just a fish.
You can grow
to
that.
Act like people in the Pokemon universe don't eat meat. Is wild.
Well, I mean, Pokemon food isn't meat.
Heck with it. I mean, wasn't
that was like
there
the
a...
only thing that they
Pokemon
ate.
Cannibalized, dude. If you read the Pokedex entries and you see like the actual canon Pokedex stuff, you realize that the shows are way too toned down. Mm. Pokemon is dark.
Yeah, like what's the one I'm thinking about? It's like Driftloon?
Yeah,
oh,
Driftloon
yeah,
carries children off into the sky and then it eats them.
Yeah, that's the first one I was
like,
thinking
The Pokedex entries for
They're
Pokemon
wild.
Are dark.
Oh,
yeah,
here's the thing that I want to see.
Isn't Slowpoke's entry like its tail is a delicacy in some places?
Well, Slowpoke tails do fall off naturally. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a gecko.
But the thing, the whole plot of Pokemon Ruby was, hey... Team Rocket is just catching slowpokes and chopping their tails off.
Yeah,
that's a
which
very...
was like dark.
Yeah,
but like, have you seen the Detective Pikachu movie?
Yes,
I did not.
The first one.
No. What do you mean
no,
the first
I did
one?
Not.
There isn't a second one yet.
There's a second one?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
They're making one.
They might.
The one where Pikachu was live action.
Yeah, the live action one, and it was good. It was great.
I mean,
but it was also a fantastic representation of like how dark Pokemon could be.
It didn't even get that dark though.
Dude, they almost had Apoms beat a man to death.
Oh. That is I got to see this movie.
Gang violence, but it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's just the Pokemon.
Dude, they had a Charizard almost char the same man to death.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And then they had a Gengar again, almost beat a man to death. The same man, by the way.
What is
this
movie? This
guy was like.
This same man set a Mr. Mime on fire.
Oh.
What? What?
He
what
mimed out setting him on fire.
What is the rating on this movie?
It's PG.
Wow.
It's PG.
I actually had that one saved, that like clip on Discord. I'd send it to my friend.
Oh, Mr. Mime getting
I'd be
set ablaze.
Like, me with you when.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's so great because that's how Pokemon should be, right?
I mean,
but I want to see a Pokemon movie or some Pokemon IP where they fully embrace the horror aspect. Like, I want to see. Have you heard the Hypno's Lullaby story?
No,
but maybe.
It's
I don't
basically
know.
So. Because Pokedex entries are so wild, the official entry for Hypno says that there was an incident like several decades ago where a Hypno like actually stole people
Like, just hypnotized people and was like, all right, you're coming with me.
Yeah, like an entire... Have you... You know Lavender Town, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened in Lavender Town. That's why there's nobody in Lavender Town. That's where it happened. Just, hey, so a few decades ago, a hypno came and stole half of our town.
Ah, fun.
Yeah, I don't think I'd live there afterwards. I'm going to be honest.
No, would... Really?
Feels like a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, if, you know, the local wildlife is stealing you from your house.
The local wildlife
imagine
is
that,
kidnapping you.
Like a bear, like, knocks on your door and is like, hey, bro, can you come with me?
Hey, yeah.
Man. Hey, man, I need your help real quick. I got a shack I'm trying to
just
build.
Just a horse on two legs is like, hey, bro, you want to help me with something real quick? My car broke down a couple miles down the road. Just a BoJack Horseman. BoJack Horseman shows up with a coin on a string, and he's like, hey, bro, you want to help fix my car?
Hey, man, I got a party. I'm trying to invite some guests. You want to come along?
Sure. Another thing I noticed that's really funny to me is that in pretty much every Pokemon IP in existence, you do not once see someone driving a car.
Yeah, that's weird.
They're just there. Yeah. I've never seen one of the police cars move.
Either. There isn't even police cars.
I saw
all
police cars.
The several Officer Jennies all just walk.
Some of them,
yeah.
And they don't even have... They had guns at one point. In Indigo League, they actually gave people, like, firearms. There was a scene where Ash walked into a shop that was closed, and the shopkeeper pulled a shotgun on him.
Yeah, that was...
Which was really funny.
That's called hospitality right there.
Yeah,
But now kids' TV is too afraid to show a gun... In American TV, at least.
They got rid of the guns in Fortnite. They took out every single one from every skin.
Have you seen what Minecraft is doing?
They're censoring, like, the chat and stuff, right?
They're censoring the game.
How?
The game was rated... It was rated everybody. Everybody 10 and up for fantasy violence. And then it said, online interactions not rated by ESRB. Meaning, hey, parents, watch your kids if they play Minecraft multiplayer. Without being, like, co-op.
Yeah,
on screen.
That's what
the ratings are there for. And then they banned guns on servers that are player-owned, not by Mojang.
Ah.
So the mods?
You can have mods that have guns.
No, like, people actually...
In older versions.
In older versions.
They are limiting
the new versions?
Newer versions of Minecraft.
But what about our fantasy weapon packs?
Oh, you can still have those.
Well,
those are fair game.
Yeah, you could still have
You
could still have a wizard staff.
But so they also... Listen, here's the thing. They got rid of fireflies in the game because they were like, oh, frogs, if a frog eats a firefly, they die because fireflies are poisonous. It's like, bro, you have giant 2-meter-long spiders that poison you when they bite you, and you're fine. Yeah. If you're worried about kids getting the wrong idea from your game... Why do you have all of these beasts?
Can we make another version of it?
Fireflies.
Just, like, tone it down.
A frog eats a firefly. It's not going to kill the frog.
Just make the frog not eat the firefly.
Make him, like, eat it and give him an animation to, like, spit it back out. That'd be funny.
No, it's like they had in the game, hey, these fireflies are going to fly around a swamp at night and the frogs can eat them. And they're like, oh, sorry, we had to get rid of fireflies because apparently if a frog eats them, then they actually die. And it's like, bro, just... Don't make the frogs eat fireflies.
Yeah, tone it
the
down.
Frogs can eat goats, and you're worried about them eating fireflies?
They can do what?
Yes.
I need to get back into Minecraft. What's going on?
The frogs can literally eat every creature, which is super funny to me that they're worried about kids getting the wrong idea about frogs eating fireflies.
I don't know. Telling me is that if I spawned a wither right next to, like, a bunch of frogs, there's the potential chance that one of them would just
It's small, but a frog can eat the wither.
Oh, my
gosh. It's been done before.
Would I get the rewards from it?
No.
No?
It just kills it.
It'd just be funny.
It's gone. The wither's gone.
That.
Another funny thing that Minecraft did is they're like, no, we don't want sharks in the game because kids might get the wrong idea that sharks are supposed to be, like, these big evil creatures. Which is, you know, like, that's a fine thing to have and all. Except they put dolphins in the game, which are arguably much scarier than sharks.
Yeah.
Dolphins, because they are, like... Actual threat.
They're smart. They're too smart.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphins.
And also, don't they have the sea guardian things?
Yeah.
They have guardians.
The little spiky ball that's just under the water.
They added pufferfish, too.
They have pufferfish?
So it's like...
Yeah, I don't...
Add dangerous animals to the game. You have wolves.
Make it...
And you can just give them a bone and they're fine. isn't that giving kids the wrong idea about animals?
The phantoms exist.
Well, those are just like little flying rodents.
Yeah, but they're annoying.
Yeah.
I hate them. I can't
deal with them. It's hypocritical.
Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Ever since Minecraft got bought out by Microsoft, it's just gone downhill.
But
it's
now
it's still a fantastic game. I love playing the game.
We got frogs, which is a plus, but we lost crabs.
But they'll come in again soon. We did get armadillos, though. So. Dude, the frogs lost the mob vote 8 years ago.
Why can't we just overthrow and then they came back.
8 years.
Yeah, that means we'll get the crabs at some point.
Maybe.
They're just... The whole thing about the mob votes is it's not a, hey, what gets in the game and nothing else gets in the game ever. It just puts the things that don't win on a do later block. It's voting on which one they do first.
Yeah, but how... That long to add a frog?
Yeah. It takes them a while. I mean, it shouldn't take them a while. We have mod developers that are making their own updates in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's one guy.
Yeah.
And they have an entire studio, and it takes them 3 months to add one block and one mob that's barely finished.
What do you think they're doing in there?
Playing beer pong.
What are they cooking?
It's just like a big frat house.
Yeah, dude. Do you think they're doing work?
I mean, maybe. I mean, that's what happened at Blizzard.
That is what happened at Blizzard.
Blizzard got a mass... They got... rushed in with the cops and a whole scenario there. Well, let's not get into it.
But they fixed that.
They
tried.
Did their best.
Did they, though?
Fixed is
they're working on it.
No.
Are they, though?
Do we have a massive incorrect buzzer that I can just push this? Burr.
I need to get sound effects on my show now. I need to set up hotkeys. Incorrect buzzer one.
Just like, yeah, they fixed it now. Burr. They're trying. They did their best. Man,
I hate AAA game developers.
Yeah.
Indie games are like, way better.
Yeah,
you saw it. You
guys
play Ultra Kill? Sam knows what Ultra Kill
is. I know.
Fantastic
but,
game.
Like, you guys seen what Bungie did, right?
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Firing, half of everybody.
Epic Games fired 900 people.
Like, they fired the guy
Epic Games also had a ton of security leaks at some point.
Like,
so that's why they fired 900 people.
Yeah. Listen, they fired the guy that made Deep Stone Lullaby. If you've ever listened to, like, the Destiny soundtrack ever, which, doubtful, but it's one of the raids, one of the...
Can we put that on the radio?
Most powerful songs. Oh,
the worst
man.
Thing that has ever happened to Minecraft was when they fired C418.
Bro, they did? Mm.
That's when everything went downhill, when C418 stopped being the lead composer, and then they brought in a Swedish guy and Lena Rain.
It's when it all started to burn.
And the Swedish guy's music is,
it's not bad. Yeah.
It's great music.
It's good.
However.
C418.
C418.
They could have just had him both.
C418 defined Minecraft's music style.
Yeah.
Let's just get this one Swedish guy to try and do everything
Listen, here's
else.
What I want. The one thing I want from Minecraft, just for the rest of time. I want one more C418 track in the game.
They'd probably do it.
No. C418 doesn't even get royalties.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even get royalties.
Ooh. Yeah.
Notch commissioned him to make the soundtrack, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
C418 made $900.
Mm.
And then he got paid for a little while longer, right? Because that was... But then up until the point where Mojang... was bought by Microsoft, then C418 stopped making royalties for his music.
Laid off.
He doesn't get paid for the music that he made that is currently still being used in-game.
That sucks.
It should be illegal, but it's Sweden, so it's not.
Isn't that where they host a ton of the piratey website things?
Yep.
Because you can't get a cease and desist over there, which is fun. That's always interesting.
Swedish piracy laws, everybody.
I love other countries and their laws working with other countries.
I love it when... I think it's kind of funny how stupid some of the American laws are. Like, there's a law in one state I know that it's illegal for you to leave a horse by a fire hydrant on one day of the week.
It's also illegal to put ice cream in your pocket and walk by horses because people used to do that to actually steal horses. It was an effective strategy until people caught on.
And that's still in the thing.
I think it's in Iowa.
Yep.
I think that's where that is.
In Arizona, it's illegal to give a donkey a bath.
Yeah.
Inside.
In California, it's illegal to own a kangaroo without a permit.
Yeah.
Well, but you can get
a permit.
Cost?
Huh?
Dude, like $50.
Oh, kangaroo time.
Yeah.
Can I take him on a plane?
Maybe.
If you register it as an emotional support animal, yes. Because in the United States, you can register any animal as an emotional support animal.
As long as you get the permit.
Including peacocks. Have you seen the emotional support peacock?
Dude, those things are, they're mean birds.
Oh, yeah.
They're really mean birds.
You
mean
they hurt.
Six turkeys that I pack in the back of my truck.
Six turkeys? Just getting onto a plane. All right, I got 7 seats booked. Oh, well, it's just you, sir. Oh, no, they're in the back. Just give them a moment to get through security. See, there's Jiminy.
Just a flood of turkeys. That's Jerry. That's John. That's Jim. That's Jack. That's Jill. And that's
Timothy
Bill.
Squire the Third.
That's Bill.
Okay.
It's like my cat's Tortuga Marshmallow and Dubert. Beef, Dubert. Adderall, Stroganoff, Sandulo the Third and a Half.
Yeah.
That's his full name. Unironically, that is his actual full first, middles, and last names
Does
and
he
title.
Ever stick his hand under the door and you have to pull out all of the names?
What?
No, he opens my door.
He opens your door?
He opens my door. He jumps up, grabs the handle, and pulls it down, and it opens the door.
Oh, my God.
He learned that from the other cat.
He is
from the fat one.
So glad my door handles are round.
Yeah.
They can't hold on.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
My cat's scary.
Dude. I think our front door is not round.
Okay.
Never mind. I take it back.
Thank you for telling
me. They were,
me
like, outside, and they, like, pulled the little thingy.
And they got in.
Yeah. Like an army
of
cats.
Our front doors are usually heavier.
Yeah.
6 pounds.
So that your cat can't just, you know, waltz in and waltz out at any time he wants.
That's what cat doors are for.
Exactly.
Just get a cat door. I'm not getting a cat door. My cats will run and they will not come back.
That or you'd get some...
One of our cats ran away and I found her. But she had been... She ran out. It was Marshmallow. Ran outside one day. We couldn't find her. We were looking around for like hours. I went back inside to look for her one more time, and she was out in the backyard scratching to be let in the house.
Wow.
She was just like, I don't like it out here. Let me back in.
I don't want to do this
anymore.
I
forgot how bougie of a life I lived. I want to come back to it. She has a water fountain. Like, she has a waterfall that she drinks out of, and she still wants to go up into our parents' bathroom and drink directly out of the faucet.
Yeah, listen, man.
It's like the cooler water fountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats.
Like, it's the cheap water.
Cats are stupid.
I don't think ever open the door when it's raining really hard so that they know that they don't want to go out there.
Yeah.
Outside's scary.
Yeah.
Stay here.
Dewey is immune to water.
What do you mean by that?
He just doesn't?
He climbs our Christmas tree. Okay. We spray him with water bottle, and he drinks it. He is not put off by getting his fur completely soaked.
He's just like, oh, thank
He's just
you.
Like, oh, sick, and then he paws it, and then he just drinks the water.
He's like, thanks, man. I was getting a little thirsty.
Marshmallow is not immune to water.
Ah.
Tortuga is not immune to water. But she is also not immune to me just scooping her up and cradling her. Like, she just stops moving
just
after a while.
Carry the cat.
The one creature in our house that lets you carry her.
I gotta pick up my cat at least once every 2 weeks to trim her nails, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'll flip her upside down, and she'll just sit there. She'll be like, man, I'm not having a fun time.
Yeah.
We'll give her a little treat.
Dude, you pick up Dewey, and he is like, he switches up.
He's like,
ready. He is the friendliest cat we have. He will actively seek out affection, but the second that you scoop him up, he will vibrate with
Violence.
The intensity of 1,000 suns, and he will wail.
Hatred, I must fight back.
And just then you set him down, and he's just like, let go of me, you foul demon. Okay, hey, can you pet me now? Can you scratch me? Give me a little chin scratch. Just, hey, no, put me back down, put me down. Hey, you should do that again. That was really cool.
Going back and forth.
Yeah, he switches up real quick.
He's got the two
Marshmallow is okay about it, but she's loud. She screams.
Just tells you all about it.
Just,
make sure
it's
you know.
Like I walk in the house, I see her on the couch, I go over to her, I say hello, and then she goes.
That was.
I love that she leaned really far back.
Yeah, I didn't want to overmodulate.
That was evisceral, my friend.
Yeah, that's you. That's what she sounds like. Unironically, that is how she sounds.
Free my cat.
What if you
she'd be telling the story of her people.
Do not the car.
Do not the car?
Do not the car. I think you said
why do people? Why do people call cats cars? Why is that a new thing?
It's they like misspelling things.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but...
Please do not the cat.
I mean, yeah.
Do not what the cat? Do not the cat?
Yeah, the cat wishes to be left alone.
Do not the cat.
Do not the cat.
Car.
Car.
Meow.
Car.
Meow.
What are we doing?
Imagine if you could change your car's horn to meow.
You can do it.
You can.
Yeah.
But it's, like, expensive.
No.
Oh, no. Not really.
No.
No?
No.
What if you have a 2015 Honda Civic?
You can do it. Really? So what you got to do is you got to disable the horn, right? And the horn is basically just, man, let's pump air through this little tiny thing. Like, have you ever played a saxophone or something?
Yeah.
It's like blowing through the reed. Mm. So if you take that out and then you get a little speaker, get some kind of little cat sound on it, make sure that it works really well. Then every time you press your horn, you have it hooked up to the same thing. So you'll press it and it'll just meow.
I want my horn to play the Taco Bell bong.
Ah, you're
it's just like, hey, this guy's kind of
get out of the fast lane,
bong.
Dude, I was
the light's green, bong.
You just keep hitting it over and over again.
Yeah, it doesn't stop every time you hit the button. It just layers every time you hit the button.
Oh, so it's louder. Do that with the buzzer. Just
extremely loud and correct.
The button. Moment light turns green,
I want mine to be the Vine Boom.
Ah, dude.
It could cycle between Taco like Bell, incorrect buzzer, and Vine Boom.
I want a fog horn as mine. Just imagine sitting in traffic just here.
That would be awesome.
Like six cars behind you.
Yeah.
It's just a really like lifted truck with like a giant strobe light.
It would be
really
funny if you didn't actually have like replaced your horn. You just have the fog horn on top.
You see a single arm sticking out of
just
the
just your Toyota
window.
Prius with a giant fog horn on top of it. You can't go through tunnels with this thing. It's just got a giant horn.
I'm not. I can't go
grab
through
the string, rip it. Burr, burr.
Like going through a tunnel, it would be scary. Imagine hearing that on the other side.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
You're like facing one way, it's on the other.
Nah, here.
You gotta play the church bell from the beginning of For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Nah.
Just boom. And that goes through the end of the tunnel.
You're driving through the tunnel and you're just hearing a train whistle. Just. Oh, it would terrify me.
I would love nothing more than to attach giant high-quality speakers to the front of my car and then blast train noises as I speed through a tunnel.
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing.
iPhone alarm.
I love trauma.
Classic iPhone alarm, just blast it.
Oh, no! Not
the
classic.
Guy in the parking lot here at the school who has that.
He has a little PA system.
He has a PA system.
Oh my god.
And he has a radio in his truck and he blasts stuff through it all the time.
I should just play the iPhone alarm in the parking lot and turn my speakers all the way up.
You should do that.
I've got to meet this man with the PA system.
No.
He drives a little like a little truck.
Like a very small truck.
I think he's one of the automotive guys.
Yeah, probably. If he has a what was it again?
I don't remember.
A truck?
A truck.
PA system.
Oh, my gosh.
A vehicle?
Man.
If he can drive.
A locomotive device.
Is now paired, please.
The locomotive device is now
the
paired.
The Bluetooth device is connected
the little
successfully.
Chinese lady in my speaker telling me that I'm ready to play music.
Yep. That's what I've got my... Do I have my phone set to... I don't know. I changed the translation on my phone once.
Changed your phone
It
to
took
Mandarin.
Me like a week to find a way to change it back. I think it changed it to... Either it was French or Italian on accident, and I just could not change it back.
It'd be a really good way to like learn
Italian. I changed
Italian,
mine
though.
To Wingdings.
Oh, it's just throwing hands at you all the time?
Yeah, dude.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of throwing hands.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta
lot.
Go
you
to the parking
that's
lot.
That's not exact.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, it is about 10 o'clock. We gotta go. It's been a fun morning. Been a busy morning. It's time for us to leave.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are tired. Well, bye. See you next week.